Hello, lads and lasses. This is Cat and Cat Comedy with Reading Our DMs, the podcast.
So we will be delving into our DMs. These are real messages that we get sent on a daily basis.
God, this guy, I'm pretty sure he's blocked me because he asked me out on a date about 50 times and now he's like, pull up.
He replied to a picture of Kat at a film premiere and he said, sorry for stalking, but babes, you look amazing. I would definitely eat your, he's put a picture of a cat, so eat your pussy, but.
Woo-hoo.
He put a little cat emoji to kind of make it cute, but it looks creepy. So.
I do have another one from him. There's so many disturbing things to scroll past on the way here.
It's a very disturbing WhatsApp chat.
This.
So he's replied to another picture of Kat saying, no bra day. Fuck. And then he said, I wish I was your bra. And then Kat said, I don't wear them, so you'd be in my drawer if you
want. Yeah, no, you wouldn't be like, on me, so it's vile. He sent me a picture of him and a girl, like he literally sent me a girl's vagina clearly without her consent. I put, you're vile, seriously. Also distributing pictures of others, you get laid that infrequently, you have to send out a bulletin each time to strangers on the internet. And he said, lol, that's so harsh. Thought you'd find it hot.
Why the fuck would you think find it hot? Why?
Why
would any woman find that hot?
And I said, well, I think you're being a piss taker. And I think you sending girls' vaginas out is harsh and against the law.
Yeah. And then I think he got scared and you just blocked him.
Yeah, I blocked him.
Oh, the guy who told Kat that she's, you know, more to him than the sunlight. He said, a friend like you makes every morning beautiful. May this morning be a good one, like every other day.
This guy wanted me to be horrible to him. And I said, yeah, I was like, I can be horrible to you for money if you want.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you have any limits? I was like, well, I wouldn't be racist. And he was like, damn.
This happened to me. Damn. Oh, my God. I really want you to be racist. This happened to me recently. A guy, mixed race guy as well, messaged me on Instagram. I was literally, I want you to call me the N-word. I really want you to call me. And I was like, no, God, I'm not. I don't feel comfortable doing something like that.
I was like,
Some men get off on things
like that. I was
like,
are you being serious? He was like, don't keep shaming me.
No, oh my God.
Oh, that's what you want me to say.
We can't say it on our, because we.
No, we're not going to repeat
we
it.
We don't support racism. That was disgusting.
It's the guy who sent
his hands.
The x-ray. He's supposed to be in love with me. He's cheating on me.
He's moved on, Kat. He's moved on. It's so disgusting.
It's a picture.
He hasn't punched the wall, though, for me.
He hasn't punched wardrobes.
Wardrobes. For me. Just yet.
He said, I would have dribbled so much.
Over a picture of me at Whoring 20.
Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah, this was pathetic slapper. This was pathetic little slapper guy. This is funny.
He paid Kat. He sent Kat money on PayPal.
Yeah.
For causing him a hard willy, apparently. Then called her a pathetic little slapper.
So I didn't reply.
Then said, hi, sorry for being rude. Can I pay you to unblock me? Haven't been able to stop thinking about your ass. I'll pay.
I love how he made him send you £100. And I said, I need you to pay me £100 then and I'll unblock you. For like that.
I swear down, that's the best money you can make. Like,
oh, he sent it as well. Yeah. He sent it.
And you unblocked him.
And I unblocked him. Great. Situation solved. But.
What the fuck is wrong with him? Yeah, okay. I'll send you 100. I'm so in love with your goddess, Batty. I want to blow a load. I'll send you now, goddess.
The thing that creeps me out is he keeps calling it like that white batty of yours.
Yeah, well, we named the episode after him, which was I just bust your massive white butt. That's actually our most listened to episode.
I know. Wild.
Fun
fact. Wild.
And I'm.
so disgusting.
And I'm really, really sorry. I got frustrated and called you a skank. Actually, you called her a pathetic little slapper.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
get it right.
Skank isn't as bad.
Get it right.
That was wrong. I'll only support and worship from now on.
I just said, thanks. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. I had to block this guy after a while.
You must have a horrible pussy. Impossible to look that good. What? I'm sure you've got like a very disgusting penis, but I'm not going to bring it up, am I?
No.
I'm gonna just mind my own business, thank you.
But it's like, what? If you're a good looking girl, you must have a really ugly vagina then. Like, it makes no sense.
What logic is
there? There's no logic to it whatsoever.
Oh my god.
That was funny. That was to you, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah.
Hello, Kat. I'm Nige. Pleased to meet you. And then he sent a load of photos of himself.
Looking very miserable.
Looking like, very, yeah.
Like, at least crack a smile.
And he looks very old as well.
He's literally, like, the same age as my dad.
It's the one with the hat.
The hat and the glasses. Like,
and the glasses.
Like.
You still married?
What?
Hi. It's just a string of messages.
It's not even a fucking
talking to himself, basically.
He's literally getting in a conversation.
And then this is
himself.
The disgusting guy.
Oh, yeah.
He started messaging me. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. The fleshlight and the guy who sent, like, someone else's vagina
he's
to us.
He's been doing too much.
He's really been doing too much. Something about wanting a picture of you and your boyfriend.
Yeah, he kept asking me over and over again for pictures. It was disgusting. And I was like,
you
no.
Being intimate with
your boyfriend.
What
yeah.
on earth?
It's disgusting.
I'm not even asking for loads more detail than that. You shouldn't be asking for anything.
No,
go and get
personal.
Alive, you absolute wrong'un.
Mm.
Are you still on holes? Still with the BF? Want some pounds? Please, can I come over your latest post? I'd pay £50 to see a pic of your toes wrapped around your BF's dick. I can tell your BF is hung, lol.
It's disgusting.
That is the most
and
disturbing
it's
thing.
It's so creepy,
it's
the
so
fact
disturbing.
That he's been analysing it as well. It's so disgusting and creepy. He needs to get a life. Like,
is he like zooming in on the pictures
the
of Rao?
Pictures
like...
of Rao being... Stop it.
That is so creepy.
I'm so sorry I've had to expose him to this.
Do you have any pics I can buy just to whack? I'm throbbing.
This is pathetic slapper guy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
continued.
He's continued.
You
said
no.
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. I'll just wank off to the article of you talking about
yeah,
fucking a guy.
Yeah, he was wanking over my Metro article that we did.
Jesus Christ. I dread
and
the
I mean,
thing.
I'm not being funny. A lot of men have probably had a lot of vigorous
I dread the thing.
Over
what
our
the
Metro
hell? Article. How much semen has been produced from those fucking
I mean,
articles.
I'm glad it wasn't printed.
Oh, yeah.
Loads of disgusting newspapers.
He goes, okay, no worries. I just wank off to that article of you talking about fucking a guy on a balcony. You got the link? Like, yeah, here's the link.
The link in my bio.
I want to worship you, goddess. Okay, every time I come, I'll send you a PayPal tip and a timestamp. Big batty goddess woman. Would I be able to buy some worn panties from you, goddess? You know, every time someone asks me about worn panties, I think, do you know what? Like, what if they... got my DNA and cloned me
yeah.
and started having and sex with my clone.
Oh my
something.
God, and like AI and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
ew, that's
ew,
so scary.
That's actually really scary.
Oh my God, this guy back.
You don't reply to me. I want you to sit on my face. And it's just so funny because he replied to a picture of Kat and Nando's and said, I want you to sit on my face.
Like, what? What part of me eating chicken
is like,
is
yeah,
like,
ooh, yeah,
my face.
Right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. This was on TikTok live.
How can I get myself out on the dating scene again? I just got off the register. And Kat replied, what register are we talking? And he replied, the SO register.
So the register.
And Kat said, what did you do? You're going to behave yourself, are you? And he replied saying, yes, I didn't hurt anyone. I just exposed myself on a bus.
And I think I said, well, that does hurt people.
Imagine a poor old lady on a bus and being fucking exposed. It's disgusting. Stop it.
It's vile.
How do I even pronounce these words?
I don't even know what that word is.
I don't know how to pronounce these words.
The saucy insouciance
in your alluring countenance is eclipsed by the
pulchritudinous promise preferred from those provocatively penumbral boots. You look hot in thigh highs, dear.
It literally looks like he's gone and got a thesaurus to try to find the most, like, longest.
Yeah.
What to sound really, like, mysterious and intelligent.
Like, the amount of time it took to look through the thesaurus.
To be like, how do I find this word?
Like, and I really don't know what you said.
No, I don't either.
Something about boots.
Weird.
Great.
This is to me. It was absolutely disgusting.
This is a guy.
A man looking like he's doing a roly-poly.
Trying to give himself a blowjob, sure,
trying
right?
to give himself a... Yeah.
And he's really failing at it. He's a good distance away from it. He needs to, like, take a few ribs out like Marilyn Manson did. And also, the thing that's making me laugh so much is he's still got his shorts and sandals on.
And he's just pulled them down to...
And he's got an elf bar next to him. This is the most
horrifying
image. I think
I was scarred
from
that.
This is top three most horrifying images. Do you believe in magic? I didn't until the first time I gazed upon you. I suddenly believed in magic at that moment. It felt as if you had cast a spell on everyone and anyone the very first time they locked eyes, now and forever spellbound, destined to enjoy with passion and admiration that cannot even be described. I personally am glad for having the excitement and pleasure of watching greatness before me look glamorous to the highest fashion.
The highest fashion.
It's safe to say that you are the entire reason for people being happy. You're the only reason. It's also safe to say that many have fallen deeply in love with you. Mm. You have people's hearts free from the grievances they've encountered and help people stay still together. Many stay stronger because of your touch and soothing presence.
Stop.
People even come out unstoppable. You're very powerful and you're an example of always coming out on top, especially after overcoming so much in life. You're so awesome and never stop glowing.
He might as well have just said, I am God.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Reading Our DMs. Don't forget to follow us on socials, so at Cat and Cat Comedy, Miss Katerina R and Cat Ronnie.
And feel free to slide in our DMs because we're always looking for material. Just no dick pics.
Yeah, no dick pics. No.
See you next time.
Bye.